3. Welcome to our show. This is Of Mars with my co-host with the most, Rich. Rich, how you doing, Brett?
We are live. Week one.
Week one. This is called the pilot episode. And you know the fucking song. If you don't know this fucking song, you're whack as fuck. This is Game Day 98. Whoever played that is so... I don't even know what to say. But... we are glad to be here in front of you all. We are blessed. It took us a long time to get this podcast off. We planned it for years. We finally got the mics. We got the cables. We got everything going. Now we're running. We got them carts brought to you by Boz Jug. So, other than that, we are here. Anyways, nice intro. I love the music. Pumps me up. Gives me a Woody. So, Rich, how's it going this week, man?
About the music, did you ever play Game Day 98?
Yes, I won the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos that year.
I remember my first PlayStation game was Game Day 97. And I remember that was, like, the coolest thing I ever played because it had a video, like, real-life video right when the game started. And then Game Day 98 took it to a whole new level.
Was Game Day 97 the one with Moose Johnson on the front?
Moose Johnson on the front. Sure was.
You know, I grew up watching or playing Game Day before Madden. When I would go to my cousin's house and play Madden, I was like, this looks like shit. It was like paper cutouts running on the field. It was garbage. I thought Game Day was much better game than that.
Yeah, and then if when you look back on it now, they all look like paper cutouts, but back then it was, that was the shit. Like, the graphics were just so much better. Like, the tackling, like, they introduced game tackling in, like, Game Day 99. So it was just an awesome game.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that was the only game that I played from start to finish. It was the only one that got me in. That's about it, though. But how's your week been, bro? How's it going?
Hey, it's been pretty shitty, to be honest.
Yeah, what's going on, man? What are you being all sad for?
All right, so... first things first, just to get this off my chest, and it's been bugging me for the past 3 days. So, you know, week one is tomorrow. The Dallas Cowboys play, and we don't miss any games.
Absolutely not.
We watch every single game. We have DirecTV. We don't miss a game.
No.
I might have to bail early tomorrow.
Why is that?
All right, so check it out. My sister is getting married. All right, so she got married on Friday.
Right? Okay, yeah.
She didn't have some big-ass wedding. She went through the courts, so it happened instantly. But there's a dinner planned on Sunday.
Why the fuck would anybody... anywhere in America, I don't give a shit in the other part of the world. Why would you plan anything on opening fucking day? Exactly. Did you ask her this?
You know what? I mentioned it to her in a text. I said, what time? All right, so she told me it was going to be on Sunday. So I was like, what time is this going to happen? And she says, 4. And the Cowboys starts at 1:25. So I'm thinking, so then I immediately responded, why would you plan a dinner on week one? And she didn't respond. I guess she's pissed at me.
Well, honestly,
I said that.
May I intervene? I honestly think this wedding is doomed from the start. How do you fucking plan a reception? Crowd, what do you think about this? Like, seriously, like, oh, wait. Crowd, can you wake up for a second? What do you think about this? Jeez. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. How do you plan? Can you get... That's like planning your wedding on Super Bowl Sunday, and then you order 200 plates of chicken with vegetables, and nobody shows up. Why? Because your dumb ass planned on Super Bowl Sunday.
You know, you took the words basically out of my mouth. The only thing in my head that I keep thinking is, who the fuck plans a dinner on week one at 4 o'clock? Who eats dinner at 4 o'clock? Why don't you planet at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Even if it doesn't even matter what time, it's week one. Who gets married on week one of the NFL season?
You know who gets married on week one of the NFL season? No guesses? I'm going to say somebody that's damn from the beginning. But anyways, it is Saturday night. I will watch the end of tomorrow night's game. I don't give a shit. I don't have a soul. I don't care about my family. And I don't give a shit. So, Thursday night football just happened yesterday. Denver pulling the big fucking win against Carolina, 21-20. Cam Newton gets the guys up to field goal range, and who was that guy?
Graham Gano.
Graham Gano misses the fucking field goal. So CJ Anderson, the big fantasy point guy, going up to 25 point something points for all you fantasy players out there. 20 carries, 92 yards, one touchdown. And the rookie, is he a rookie?
He is a rookie.
Trevor Siemian, QB for the Denver Broncos, fitting his feet in Peyton Manning's fucking shoes. 18 for 26, 178 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, but he came out with that motherfucking win. And you know what? Cam Newton's crying right now, but he hit me up with those fantasy points. Yo, 18 for 33. 194 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and his boy Benjamin is back with six catches, 91 yards, one touchdown. Big day for him. And the old timer, the guy that does not break down, Jonathan Stewart, 15 carries, 64 yards with zero touchdowns. What did you think? What's your thoughts about last night's game, Rich?
Did Cam was he crying after the game at all, or how was his reaction?
I honestly did not see.
Super Bowl reaction.
I did not see any of the post game. I'm just making that up, but you cannot be. You got your ass kicked in the Super Bowl. You come back, you have Kelvin Benjamin, your starting wide receiver, and you still lose. And he had a big night.
I think he's becoming a premier tight end in the league.
Greg Olsen has seven catches, 73 yards. He's that go-to guy. He's from the U. But they still lost. Honestly, I didn't know how Denver was going to come into this season. I actually was bagging for the Panthers to take it last night. But that's what defenses do, especially number one defenses. They win fucking championships. Hard run game. CJ Anderson, man, the fuck. They start off good. They might not end the season too well, but they're still fucking winners.
What's up with your boy, DeMarcus Ware? Like, when he's on the Cowboys, he plays like shit. He overruns the plays, gets no sacks, no meaningful sacks. Yet now, when he's on the Broncos, all of a sudden he's like a premier pass rusher. Why, when people are on the Cowboys, they just perform like shit?
Hey, you know what? I will say this. DeMarcus Ware is my boy. DeMarcus Ware is the fucking man. He's a stand-up guy. He adopted a little girl from China. He's a lovely guy. He helps players up from the opposing team because he is a fucking nice guy. I always believed in this guy. But you know what? After seeing him in stunts and twists and winning the Super Bowl, 2.5 sacks or 1.5 sack share with Von Miller last year in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know how many he had in the Super Bowl.
But. Well, he had two last night. Garbage sacks. He was hitting that motherfucker. DeMarcus Ware is a good player. He's coached up right. Wade Phillips has full control of this defense. You know, Jason Garrett, and I will get more into this. He has been on the Cowboys staff since 2007. It is 2016 now. We are 1 year shy from that ginger fuck. Well, being in charge of this offense, and you could see it. And you know, when DeMarcus Ware was on defense, all he would do is just how do you even call that?
I don't know.
He just outrun the quarterback every single time. It was the same thing. He wouldn't go underneath.
There's no discipline stunts at all.
No twist. Like, Garrett's just like, oh, yeah, hey, just run this way. That's your only play.
Just rush the edge and hope for the best. Like, there was no coaching. There was nothing, like, sophisticated or anything. Nothing exotic. He would just rush the edge and get blocked.
That
was where in Dallas.
You know, it just kind of feels like the offense. This is probably the pregame speech from Garrett to Terrence Williams and Dez Bryant. All right, guys, you know, we have the game on the line, but I want you to continue running your streaks. I want you to run them harder. I want you to run them faster. And if we're lucky, we'll get the underneath coverage to go with you. Because you're decoys. You're fucking decoys, and I'm Jason Garrett, and you know, Jerry Jones loves me. What can I say? I'm untouchable. I've been down the league. You know what? That's what's the problem with Dallas, but we'll get more into that because I think Dak will fit into this streak style offense. Dak Prescott. We'll get into that more. But the talk of the week this week, you know what that is, Rich?
Let me guess. Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. I got a few words about Colin Kaepernick before I start talking about what he's been, his antics his last 2 weeks. Colin Kaepernick, I remember Jim Harbaugh coaching. Alex Smith gets benched because he gets hurt. He comes in into that, what do you call that? That spread option type of offense?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
At the same time, Russell Wilson and RG3 were really thriving in that type of offense. It was kind of the trend that year. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes off. Alex Smith never sees the ground again. And they go to the Super Bowl. And they flop. And they lose in the last quarter. And since then, you know, they've been in a slow decline.
Didn't Alex Smith have a good playoff game before he got benched?
Yeah, that was... He went to an NFC championship against the New York Giants. And they lost, but he did make a run at it. I think he's still a good quarterback.
And the previous week, they had beat the Saints, right, in San Francisco.
Yeah, the big
he won
comeback.
That game. Yeah.
And big comeback win with Vernon Davis making that last the touchdown in the end zone in the last couple of seconds, beating the Saints 40-47.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I remember that.
Really good game, and it goes to NFC Championship at Candlestick Park, the legendary Muddy Nasty Field that I saw that night remind me of the old early 90s when I used to see that.
Yeah, it was. It was raining, muddy.
I've never seen Eli Manning.
That was classic.
Took a beating that fucking night, but still prevailed. What was the three? You had Mario Manningham, Victor Cruz, and who's the big guy?
I know you're talking about.
We'll probably have to go back to that one. But anyways, that was probably one of the best NFC championships that I have seen in my lifetime.
Definitely as of recent, that was a good one. Although, I think the Niners-Seahawks division game, or is that
no? That was also an NFC championship.
That was an NFC championship. Yeah, that was a really good game. That was the Super Bowl that year.
That was the Super Bowl that year. But the only reason I do not give that the title of one of the best NFC championships in recent time was because Bowman stripped the ball from Marshawn Lynch. He had it. It was a fumble. It was Niners ball on the one. It was clear the video. It was Seahawks ball. And then he tore his ACL.
He broke his leg.
He broke his goddamn leg, and they said it was still a Seahawks ball. What an insult to injury. But yeah, back to our.
He's barely recovering. Like, this year, he's supposed to have like a good year.
Oh, that guy's fucking beast. That guy don't fear shit.
Healthy from that injury.
So, going back to Kaepernick, as you guys must know, he has sit out of the national anthem for every game so far in the preseason. No, in the last two games, right? And the big question...
he was doing it prior. It was just nobody caught on to it. He actually did it, I think, for like the first two preseason games. And then finally, someone caught on to it.
Ah, okay, okay. So they finally caught on to it the week before they go to San Diego, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they were playing the Packers in Santa Clara, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then everybody starts making a big deal. You know how the fucking media is. So, he's sitting out, and you know what? I could try to explain it, but let's let Colin explain it the best way that he can.
No, we talked about it at length, and we wanted to make sure the message that we're trying to send isn't lost with the action that's coming along with. Well, I think it's a misunderstanding. You know, the media painted this as I'm anti-American, anti-men and women of the military, and that's not the case at all. You know, I realize that men and women of the military go out and sacrifice their lives and put their selves in harm's way for my freedom of speech and my freedoms in this country and my freedom to take a seat or take a knee. So I have the utmost respect for them.
So that was Colin. After that Packers-Niners game, preseason week 3, what are your thoughts about that, Reg? I know you're very passionate about
this motherfucker. I mean... All right, so he got caught, right? He got caught up in all this mess, and it just seems like he's trying to clean up his image because now he's donating his jersey sales. He's donating like the first million of his salary to charities. But everyone seems to forget to mention that he wore socks that had pigs on them with police hats. So that only signifies one thing. He fucking hates cops. He's not what he's just playing damage control right now. This guy just irritates me to no end at this point, because if you really believe that America has an oppression problem right now, you're fucking out of your mind. Like, police brutality is not as rampant as he's trying to lead it on, you know? We don't have a police brutality issue in America. It's just not the facts. That's not the facts right now. That's not the image. That's not the reality. Yes, you will have a bad cops every job, every profession. You'll have someone that tries to bend the rules or whatever, or abuse their power. Of course that's going to happen. But it's not a fucking crazy problem as he's trying to make it out to be. And the NFL, and all these players right now that are just in support of all this, they actually believe that and they have that mindset. I just don't agree with it.
Well, Reg, can I make a wild guess for who you're voting for?
Hey, my boy, Donald Trump.
No,
he's going to restore law and order in this country. He's gonna fight for the African American culture as he has been pushing for.
The audience is wet off this. I like it. Is this what he's really saying?
The current policies right now that for in the most like the areas that have the most poverty are Democratic ran. I don't want to get all political and shit, but that's just facts.
Well, so, you know,
if you want to stay poor, you still want to have your fucked up neighborhoods. Go ahead and vote Hillary. Vote all those fucking assholes on that party. And everything will stay the same. But if you want law and order, you want your kids to be safe, vote Trump.
Oh, man. Wow, the audience is fucking wet right now. This is awesome. Like, you might swing my vote. I was actually thinking about not voting this year at all. But Kaepernick is the highest selling jersey in the NFL right now. Rappers are wearing it. He's making money. He says that he's donating all the proceeds from those jerseys back to agencies to help out.
Because he got caught. I mean, he's it's just all damage control right now. Don't be bamboozled by this fucking idiot. He was trying to say in his interview how the media is trying to portray him that he's against America. You are against America, motherfucker. Or else why the fuck would you be kneeling during the national anthem? What's up with all these? What's up with the Seahawks? They're gonna do like a planned protest. we'll get into that a little bit later on, but I mean, it's just bullshit what's going on right now in the NFL and in sports.
Well, it's funny that we're two regular guys from San Jose, California, and we have an opinion on this because it's just down the street. A lot of people are saying what they have to say. My coworker, a Vietnam War veteran, said this today. He said, "We watch football on Sundays to get away from the mundane bullshit that we have to work through all fucking week." And this fucking guy, he didn't put this so, he put this more eloquently, but he said, "This fucking guy's bringing politics into football when I'm trying to relax." He said, "Fuck him." No, actually, I said, "Fuck him." But I say, you know what? Fuck him. Because you know what? Okay, before I go off to that, actually, President Obama is in China, and because he's not doing anything, he had this to say about Colin Kaepernick.
Understanding of these.
What did you hear that? What the hell is that? Why is he President Obama? What is your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick? Why does it take you that long? What are you mumbling about?
Like, he knows what to say about it.
Like, what? What the hell are you trying to? Were you prepped on this? Were you half asleep? Were you drunk on some tiger dick alcohol? Like, what's going on in there?
My understanding.
Your understanding? Okay. You know what? Let's hear what the President of the United States, President Obama, had to say on the Kaepernick matter.
My understanding, at least, is that he's exercising his constitutional right to make a statement. I think there's a long history of sports figures doing so. I think there are a lot of ways you can do it. As a general matter, when it comes to the flag and the national anthem and the meaning that holds for our men and women in uniform and those who fought for us, that is a tough.
So that's what President Obama had to say. What are your thoughts about that? What he said, Reg?
I mean, he's being proper. He's saying, you know, it's his right to express his opinions or whatever. But I mean, who gives a fuck what he has to say about it? It's not his business. It's not his problem. I mean, it's the organizations that have to take care of this. They've got to nip this in the bud. The 49er organization, they have to do so. You wouldn't see some bullshit like this on the Patriots. I guarantee you that. I guarantee, and I don't know for a fact, but I guarantee no one on the Patriots organization is taking a knee during the national anthem.
Well, you know, for all of you that know me out there personally, you know that I do not like President Obama and this administration, but I completely 100% agree with what he had to say. I feel like it is your right if you do not want to believe in it, if you do not want to stand for it, but... My biggest, even Roger Goodell said that it is his right. He could do what he wants to do. But Roger Goodell said that he does not agree with it. And you know what? It's not that I don't agree with it, but let me just talk real for a second. Like, if Colin was sitting right in front of me, I'd be like, "Hey, I know you're in the NFL, but you gotta, this is your job." You're being recorded every single moment. This is your last year with the Niners. You're being a distraction. Since Harbaugh's last year, your team has turned on you. You have not been playing well. You're rehearsing for the next job, and you want to come out and be a goddamn distraction to the NFL? Who the fuck is going to hire this guy? Especially in that Chip Kelly office. No one's going to succeed. No one's going to be taken seriously because nobody's going to be using that circus offense. Any thoughts on that, Reg?
Oh, I mean, that I 100% agree. Like, this should have been his opportunity to prove himself for the next for his next team. This is not what you want on your resume. You don't want this distraction right now. If I don't need a quarterback, or if I'm not taking on this baggage, he's a lot of baggage right now, and I'm not taking that as an organization.
Also, I mean, the thing that I have to say is, even starting from last year, I'm like, why did he get all bushy from his fucking haircut? When he was going to the Super Bowl, when he was going to the NFC Championship in Seattle, he was clean cut. This guy was naked on that ESPN magazine. He looked like a Greek fucking god. Now he has this fro, like he thinks he's like part of the Black Panthers.
He's like a fake ass black guy.
He has this fro, and he's thin, like his athleticism he doesn't look like the same guy anymore. Like, he gave up. His passion is not fucking football. Ray Lewis even said on The Herd, he said that, you know, it's great that Colin's taking a stand, but he should not be doing it this way. The money that he's throwing at to agencies, it's not going to change a thing. And Ray Lewis said that he should be going to the hoods, letting these people see that he's there for them. But there's one problem with that, Ray Lewis, that you did not say. And that is that Colin Kaepernick is not from the hood.
Exactly.
He's adopted by a white family. And that there's nothing wrong with that. But he will not be able to change our infrastructure from the inside out, or from the streets from the inside. Ray Lewis grew up harsh. He's my favorite linebacker of all time. And you know what? He has a point. Your brother's name is probably Francis, and your cousin's name is Skyler. And you have a problem with black, you know, rights and this. You know, I don't think you really understand I think you're trying to, but I don't think it's going through as clear as you want it to. You're not doing it the right way. America is America. The flag is our flag. Military is our military. September 11th is tomorrow. Thousands of people died, and you're going to sit through this? Go fuck yourself. And you know what? And this is the last thing I have to say. I've witnessed the rise and the fall of Colin Kaepernick. Your thoughts?
Well, see, like, Ray Lewis is that type of guy that can go into the hood and preach to young kids or whatever.
He's a great guy.
He can do that. He has that ability.
Utmost respect for him.
He doesn't have a rep to protect.
No.
Like, we know the type of guy Ray
Lewis
is.
He's a bad motherfucker. That's who he is.
Colin Kaepernick can't do that, because if he does that, he'll lose his street credibility. You can tell the way he talks, the way he carries himself, that he wants to be, like, he wants to be part of the hood or whatever. He seems like that type of guy. So if he was to go into the hood and preach, you know, preach logic, he would probably get laughed at, and that's not his image.
I don't think so.
He's got an image to protect. He's not a Ray Lewis type of guy.
You know, he's not
going to go into the hood and preach to thugs and shit about, you know, trying to get your life straight. He's trying to agree with those fucking guys.
Yeah.
If you resist arrest.
Yeah.
Same guys that resist arrest and get shot and killed, he defends those types of people.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what President Obama had to say about that. Like, any rebuttal, President Obama?
My understanding of
it. Yeah, oh, fuck. What was that? A Super Bowl champion had something to say about this in the same division. Russell Wilson had to say, standing with your hand over your heart is not a statement about what's wrong with the country, but an affirmation of what is right with it. But leads us to our next topic, that the Seahawks, the entire team, will be kneeling during the national anthem. Your thoughts?
Are they going to be kneeling, or what are they? No one knows for sure what they're going to be doing tomorrow. But they're going to be doing something.
But I heard something about that they are kneeling because some of their teammates believe in this, and they want to support them.
It all started with Jeremy Lane. As soon as the Colin Kaepernick thing took off, Jeremy Lane, their cornerback opposite of Sherman, he took a knee the next game after Colin did. So
that wasn't a knee. He just sat on the bench.
Sat on the bench. Yeah.
Now they're taking the knees.
So he kind of started it for their team, but the way I've been hearing is that and to just to be a unit, one solid unit. They're gonna do something with their teammates that are trying to protest.
That's the reason why I picked them for my Super Bowl victories. They're a family.
You could look at it that way, but what the fuck are they going to do?
So it did not only spread out of into that division, but it spread outside. Denver Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall kneels during the national anthem to support Kaepernick's causes and ends up with a concussion at the end of the game. Fans applauded when he had a concussion. Your thoughts on that?
Wait a second. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that happened.
Hey, stop booing at Rich. He has his fucking opinion. Relax. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's
fun. Now you're booing at me? What the hell are you doing? Hey, let the guy talk. He's voting for Trump.
Wait a second. I didn't know that. He got a concussion, and then the fans started booing applauding. They started applauding.
The fans started applauding when he ended up with a concussion.
I would have done the same fucking thing.
So, this guy, Brandon Marshall, the linebacker for the Denver Broncos, kneels during the national anthem to support the cause, ends up with a concussion by the end of the game, and to make matters worse, let me read this. Although we have enjoyed Brandon Marshall as our spokesman over the past five months, Air Academy Federal Credit Union has ended our partnership. AAFCU is a membership-based organization who has proudly served the military community for over 60 years. While we respect Brandon's right of expression, his actions are not a representation of our organization and membership. We wish Brandon well on his future endeavor. President CEO Glenn Streb. What was I saying fucking earlier? What was I saying? That the world is watching you, organizations are watching you, other teams are watching you, and coaches, owners of the NFL, most of the players from the NFL are from the South, or they're from Christian conservative backgrounds. You are trying to be very liberal in this conservative league, and you know a lot of coaches are not gonna stand for this. Owners are not gonna stand for this, and you're digging your own grave, bro. You're digging it, and you know what? I mean, geez, like, what more can I say? Like, geez, you know, the crowd's loving it. That's all I can fucking say about that. And you know what? I don't give a shit if the Seahawks do know, because it's all about winning in this league. But any thoughts on that?
Fuck the Seahawks. Fuck what they're trying to do. I don't give a fuck about them anymore. I have turned my back on the
Seahawks. Why are you being such a bad guy right now?
Turn my back on the Seahawks. Fuck the Legion of Boom. Fuck Pete Carroll. Fuck Russell Wilson. Fuck the Seattle Seahawks. And much props to the Air Academy Federal Credit Union for dropping that piece of shit Brandon Marshall, because fuck you. Thank God somebody's standing for themselves, standing for this country, and not letting these fucking NFL stars have their way. Fuck you guys. I'm much props to that organization.
You know, this is his opinion, and as an American, men and women have fought to protect that freedom. Wretch, enjoy it. I respect it. I respect all opinions, actually, to tell you the truth. And you know what that means? Oh, that music. Oh, that gives me a woody. That's Back to the Future. Because you know what? Tomorrow is the future. And what we're gonna do here is predict the future. So, let's do predictions. 10 a.m. games, baby. Tampa Bay, Atlanta. Who you got, Rich?
Dan Quinn, the new head coach for the Atlanta Falcons, former defensive coordinator of the Seahawks. I will take the Atlanta Falcons based off that new attitude.
Nah, it doesn't matter, bruh. Tampa Bay, Winston, all fucking day. Buffalo at Baltimore.
Tyrod Taylor with the upset. He's going to have a big year this year, so I'm going with Buffalo.
He sounds like a fantasy fuckboy. Harbaugh is a Super Bowl champion. I feel comeback. Chicago at Houston.
Houston this year, they are buying their Super Bowl. They are buying their one-way ticket into the first round bye. I will take Houston.
And I seriously do not give one shit about this game. Green Bay at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, they are my sleeper pick for the year. To at least be decent. At least make the wild card. Maybe not wild card, but at least finish positive 8-8, 9-7. I'm going to take Jacksonville with the upset.
You know what? I believe you. I want to. You know what? I want to believe you. I feel like Jax. I want to see this franchise rise again, but I'm still taking the Packers. I'm taking A-Rod all fucking day. And if the Jacksonville Jaguars lose, it better not be by fucking 30 points. It better be by 3, because if it's by 30, I don't want to hear they're the baby Jags. They're the fucking little babies of the NFL. They're rising right now. No. You want to be some of the NFL? You fucking go cock strong tomorrow. San Diego versus Cat City. At Cat City.
I got the Chiefs winning in Arrowhead.
I got the Chiefs too. How about the Raiders at the Saints?
You know what? Living in the Bay Area, all I'm hearing right now is the Raiders are the next biggest thing. They're the playoff team. They're going to win the division. Derek Carr. Fuck Derek Carr. Fuck the Raiders. I'm going with the Saints.
Oh, you know what? The Niners are on the decline. The Oakland Raiders, the Raiders are on the rise. But you know what? Tomorrow, I pick Carr over Breeze, because Breeze is loading that team on their motherfucking back. Cincinnati and New York Jets.
Yeah, our number one fantasy fuckboy, AJ Green, Cincinnati over the Jets.
Oh, well, I got two fuckboys, baby. Fitzpatrick and Brandon Marshall. I take Jets over the fucking upset at home. Cleveland at Philadelphia.
RG3 making his debut. Philadelphia is not ready. They're not. I doubt they'll win more than 6 games this year. I'm going with Cleveland.
Wentz taking his first snaps of the year. He's going to get fucked up. Minnesota at Tennessee.
This game is probably the most boring game on the schedule. I don't know who's starting for Minnesota. Mariota should probably be better this year, so I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Well, I'm picking Tennessee because they got them running backs. DeMarco Murray, and they got that Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama. I don't even know his name. Miami at Seattle. Later games of the week.
As much as I don't want to admit this, but yeah, Seattle will probably fucking blow out.
They are going to embarrass them at Seattle. They're going to cross country to get ranked in Seattle. And Fox's game in New York Giants at Dallas. Who is your pick?
Dak Prescott making the start for the Dallas Cowboys and for the injured Tony Romo. No one has film on Prescott. No one knows really what he's about. So I'm going to go with Dallas.
Four draft picks from the New York Giants. This last draft pick was all defense. Then they get 4 free agents, including Michael Jenkins from the Giants. I'm a Cowboys fan. Ooh, this is a tough one, but I can't go turn my back on the boys. I'm going with my boys. Cat Dallas all the way. Detroit at Indianapolis.
This is the game right here. This is the game you want to look at. Two fantasy fucks in the same game.
Who's that? Who's a fantasy fuck?
Stafford and Andrew Luck. They're gonna put up their numbers, but they're both gonna throw interceptions in the fourth quarter. Who gives a? It's gonna probably be a shootout. I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Neither team is making the wild card or playoffs or winning the division or have any relevance to this year's season. So I'm boycotting both teams. New England and Arizona Sunday Night Football. What do you think, baby?
No Tom Brady in Arizona. Carson Palmer's back. I'm going with the Cardinals.
I got Cardinals too. This team's probably pissed off from getting ass raped from the Carolina Panthers last year in the NFC Championship. No Tom Brady. I have no belief in this team. It'll be a close game. Probably lose by 7. Arizona Monday night, September 12th. Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field.
This is Antonio Brown's MVP year, so I'm gonna look for Big Ben and Brown to do big things. So they're gonna win. They're gonna win in Washington.
Hey, didn't you hear the hype, bro? Kirk Cousins, bro. I'm picking Steelers all day. LA Rams at San Francisco.
I gotta go with the Rams. Santa Clara, San Francisco is not off to a good start right now. There's too much distraction on their plate. They're not going to be operating on all cylinders. The LA Rams, they got a new home, a new stadium. Todd Gurley, he's going to do big things. So I'm going to pick the Rams. The Niners have too much chaos right now.
And my final pick is the LA Rams. They got Goff on quarterback. They got Gurley from last year. They got a stout defense. I think they'll be good. Rams over San Francisco because Chip Kelly is an ass clown. So our next predictions. You said it earlier, right? Your sleeper for the year is the Jaguars. Why?
I'm taking the Jaguars for some odd reason. I feel like they're that next team that's going to be exciting to watch.
Who are the two previous teams that were exciting to watch? What the fuck are you talking about?
Two previous teams that I didn't give a fuck about. I just could not stand watching them was the Seattle Seahawks. And I could probably say the Panthers. But like once the Legion of Boom Russell Wilson took over all of a sudden, and they changed their uniforms, like they became like appealing. And I feel like the Jaguars are down that same path. They do have new unis, but I don't know. Like Blake Bortles, he seems to be. I think he's gonna be that type of guy that can throw 4,000 yards every year, 30 touchdowns. He's got a good wide receiver in Allen Robinson. He had 1,400 yards the previous year, 14 touchdowns. They got a young defense. They got a rookie from FSU, Jalen Ramsey.
Ramsey, the stud, yeah, fourth round pick.
If he can be a shutdown corner and hold down one side, I think they've got enough talent to at least go 8-8.
They did have enough balls to turn away Hardy earlier in the preseason.
Yeah, and you know, since 2000, let me hit you with some stats. Since 2000, they've gone two seasons above 500. Obviously, that's not good. In 2005, they went 12-4. They lost to the Pats in the wild card. 2007, they went 11-5. They beat the Steelers in the wild card and lost to the Pats in the division. In 2010, they went 8-8. Since then, 5-11, 2-14, 4-12, 3-13, 5-11. They're due to have at least a decent year. They're at least going to go 8-8, 9-7.
Well, you know what? I heard a lot of players saying from the Jaguars team itself that they are the new Panthers. I heard Coach Pete Carroll from the Seattle Seahawks saying, watch out for them. Why? Because their old defensive coordinator is now their head coach, right?
Well, he was an assistant in Gus Bradley, and then Dan Quinn was on that team, and now he's the coach for the Falcons. But Gus Bradley was still part of that Seahawks coaching staff.
Well, you know, when people start flowing to a certain direction, it's just kind of like my instinct to go the other way. I think you know what, maybe they might have a decent year. Maybe they'll win 7 games, maybe 8.
And
they're in our weak division.
Blake Bortles' stats last year, he played all 16 games, threw for 4,428 yards, 35 touchdowns, 18 picks. If you can get those interceptions down to like 10, they probably win a lot more games.
Oh, so remember Josh Freeman from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie? Yeah. 25 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in 1 year, and the next year he's living out of a fucking box. He can't even get a fucking job in the NFL right now. I mean, am I right, audience? Like, fuck. Yeah, can you Google him and see where he's even working at right now? Probably a Wendy's.
I even forgot about that guy.
Yeah, you know what? I want to be proven wrong. I want the Jaguars to do good because I'm tired of the Colts. They're just so boring. The Houston Texans, I was about to say Houston Rockets. Houston Texans are fucking boring. And that's how boring the division is. I don't even know that fourth team. What's that fourth team?
You got the Texans, Jags, Colts, and
I can't even think about that's how yeah, that, this
it's
is
the worst division in football.
It's the most boring division in football, and I personally I hope it gets better. I wish Bortles and that offense, because they do have some talent. They got young talent. I hope they do good. And but they better not. If they lose by 23 score, if they lose by three scores on Sunday. If they lose by three scores on fucking Sunday, no, they are not the team that we claimed it to be. Quoting Danny Green. I swear, if they lose by three scores, and then people say, oh, you know, well, they're the young team, you know, they're the baby Jags. NBA, what was it? The Atlanta Hawks? We called them the baby Hawks or the young Hawks for 10 years. How young are you going to be for how many years? I feel you got studs on defense or offense. They'll show. They will play good. If the coaching staff is there, it will prevail. But only time will tell. So tomorrow we will find out. 10 a.m. MVP candidates.
That other team was the Titans, by the way. They're the other team in that division. Gives a fuck. Mariota's not taking them to the promised land. I think DeMarco Murray's there, though, but...
No.
No, they won't go back to those Bengals. Of Eddie George and Yancey Thigpen, Frank Wycheck.
Oh, Javon Curse, the freak.
Oh.
Yeah, makes my titties hard. Rookie of the... MVP candidates, who do you got?
I got Antonio Brown. This is a league... This is a year where Tom Brady's going to be out four games. A-Rod's not putting up numbers. Cam, didn't he win it last year?
He's a black
quarterback, so he's not going to win it back-to-back based on that fact.
Racist fucks.
Russell Wilson doesn't put enough numbers to be in that category. Romo's hurt, so he would have been my choice. So Carson Palmer, Antonio Brown, they seem to be my picks, but I'm going to pick Antonio Brown.
Hey, you want to hear my MVP candidate? Drum roll, please. Oh, you know this man. He wears green and yellow. He's a dirty-ass bug-eyed sumbitch, and he's won it before. A-Rod. You know, he's going to do it again.
He's got Jordy Nelson back. So.
He won it 2 years ago. Cam Newton won it this year. This team is coming back. You know why? You know, it's not the players. It's a great general manager. It's great coaching staff. It's these players believing in the organization. And that's something that the Dallas Cowboys don't have because they're a bunch of worthless fucks. Although, I wonder what will happen when Stephen Jones takes over the entire organization fully. Let's go to division winners. Who you got on the NFC, bruh? Let's start with the NFC East.
I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. They'll pull it out. There's not that division's weak right now.
I also choose Cowboys because I am biased as hell. I hope they fucking win. Let's go to the NFC South. Who do you got?
That's a no-brainer. That's going to be the Panthers.
I choose the Panthers as well. Matt Ryan with the Falcons. I think he will be the perfect fantasy fuckboy with Julio Jones. Kyle Shanahan has that offense running good, but it's still not enough to... I think that's the second best team in the fucking that division. The Saints, all they have is Drew Brees. He's carrying that entire team on his back. He will do a good job. And Tampa Bay, Winston, in 2 more years, I feel like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, with Winston, I believe in this kid. They're going to have a good fucking year. Were you going to ask something on that?
Brandon Cook was upgraded to the number one wideout spot for Drew Brees. So. He was like their second or third option. Now he's their number one.
Yeah, so. Well, you know what? They could put me at number one, and Drew Brees will make me the number one receiver on that fucking team. Let's move on to the NFC West.
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals. I was debating between the Rams and the Cardinals, but I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Ooh.
The Niners are going to be lucky to win 4 games this year.
Well, Bird Law says that the Seahawks are going to win the division this year because Curtis Browner is back with the LOB. I don't give a shit if they fucking kneel. What do you think about that, motherfucker?
That's going to follow them everywhere they go. It's going to be too much distraction. They're not going to be the same Seahawks.
They're going to be a stronger team because of it. How about the NFC?
A bunch of pussies is what they're going to fucking be.
How about the NFC North?
That's going to go to the Packers. I mean, the Lions suck dick. I mean, the Vikings have no Teddy Bridgewater. They lost their quarterback. AP can't carry that team by himself. It's been the Bears. Who's their quarterback? Is Cutler still there?
Chris Cutler. It's Jay Cutler.
Cutler's still there.
Jay Cutler is still playing. Somebody's actually still paying his bum.
Jesus Christ. the Packers, it's a clear winner.
You know, I want to go out on a limb. I have the Packers down here on my paper, but... You know, I want to take a risk. You know, the Vikings won last year. Cobb and Jordy Nelson are healthy this year. But you know what? I believe in Norv Turner. I'm crossing these guys out. I'm going Vikings. Again, I'm going Bradford with this. Dude. Sam Bradford is with the Vikings. My God. I know you don't like this guy. Norv Turner. I know you.
Shit. He's entered the league.
Norv Turner gave Alex Smith a great year. Norv Turner is a great offensive coordinator. I think they even get better than they were last year. I'm going Vikings. Let's go AFC.
You that Sam Bradford lost to Tim Tebow in the national title game. Do I need to remind people of that?
You always do, as long as I'm with you. So let's go to the AFC side. AFC East. Who do you got?
Even without Tom Brady,
for 4 games,
Tom Brady's going to come back. He's going to take over. It's going to be between Buffalo and the Pats. I believe the Pats are a well-coached organization. Even without Tom Brady, they have proven that they can still make the playoffs. So as long as they have that great coaching staff, that great organization, they are in good hands. So I'm going to go with the Pats still.
I go with the Pats as well. AFC North.
That's going to be the Steelers. I mean, I'm an NFC guy, so I can't really say much on that. I'm just going to go with Steelers.
I'm going with the Ravens. You can't keep Harbaugh down that long. How about the Broncos? AFC West.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. Everyone is predicting the Raiders are going to take this division. I don't see how. I don't see why. Derek Carr, he just reminds me of David Carr. He's going to throw that typical interception when it counts the most. He might be even a typical fantasy fuckboy. I'm going to watch this guy like a hawk this season. So I'm going to go with Denver. Their defense is good. Their defense is strong, and they beat the Panthers on Thursday. So they look good. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
President Obama, what's your pick for the AFC West? What the fuck was that, President Obama? I picked the Broncos after last night's game. I'm in with them all the way. AFC South, what do you think?
As much as I want to pick the Jacksonville Jags, as much as I want to pick them, I'm going to go with the Texans. They're trying to buy their way to a Super Bowl this year. They loaded up on free agents. So I'm going to go with the Texans. I think it's going to pay off.
I'm going Jags. Even it's going to be a weak division. I think they'll pull it through, but you know, I don't think they're contenders. Let's go Super Bowl predictions. So before we go into Super Bowl predictions, I just want you to think for it like a little bit. Let's make it 10 seconds. What do you think?
You know what? This is going to be probably one of the worst Super Bowls. I mean, they just get worse year in and year out.
What?
And I'll get a good Super Bowl matchup.
Who's that?
So if you're asking me, I'm going to go with the Steelers-Cardinals. That seems like a rematch of the previous years. That just seems like the most logical one. It's boring, it sucks, and it makes the most sense right now.
I'm picking the Seahawks-Packers. Pats Super Bowl rematch, Tom Brady having 4 weeks rest. Seahawks, I think they're ready. I think they're going to kick Jimmy Graham on the curb. I think that's my Super Bowl prediction, and Seahawks will win.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a boring Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to suck.
You know what that song means, folks. It means this is our time for Fucko of the Week Award. And you know what? Actually, I was going to give it to Colin Kaepernick, but this week's Fucko of the Week Award goes to our guy, former ESPN sports analyst, Skip Bayless. Why is he the Fucko of the Week, Rich?
All right, I have.
Let me play this while you fucking say this, because this is the Fuck of the Week Award. Let me hear this.
Skip Bayless, I've been a big fan of Skip Bayless for a long time. I even remember him when he was with the San Jose Mercury News. He'd have a front page column on the sports page. He would have a column on the sports page of the San Jose Mercury News. That's how I first heard of Skip Bayless. Then he was on Cold Pizza, or whatever. He would debate Woody Page. Then he went on a First Take. So I followed this guy's career. I kind of grew up with Skip Bayless. I value his opinion. A lot of people hate him. But he's ditching the mothership. ESPN, I don't know how smart that is. A lot of sports guys don't like this guy. A lot of people hate this guy. They hate his opinion. It just seems trendy to hate Skip Bayless. I'm in the middle. I do disagree with him from time to time, but I find myself agreeing more with him. What do you think of Skip Bayless?
Well, I think that he doesn't give credit where credit is due. LeBron James has won championships in and out. He has come back from a loss from the championship to beat the Warriors, and he still gives them shit. The Dallas Cowboys have not won dick in the last 20 years, and he still believes in them. You know, that lowers his credibility. I think he got tired of Stephen A. Smith getting the best of him at ESPN, and so he goes over to Fox and he picks Shannon Sharp, and you know what? Shannon Sharp is wiping his black balls all over his tan white face, because you know what? What are his credentials? I don't even know what are his credentials. I mean, check this out. This is what Troy Aikman said. I believe success is achieved by acquiring and developing talent. Talented, respected, credible individuals, none of which applies to Skip, Troy Aikman. But this is, again, Skip called him a faggot
in the 90s, right? When he wrote a book about the Cowboys, he accused him of being gay.
Yeah, so not cool, Skip. Not cool, bro. And honestly, I saw Shannon Sharp just teabagging him and just pucking him.
I don't know if you ever saw this, but Richard Sherman used to go in on him on First Take.
Oh, he tore his asshole apart.
Yeah, he was like, he just deliberately like just go hard on Skip. Like, it was awkward. Like, that's how hard he went on him.
He went balls deep on him. He made him look like a fucking puck, and that's how Shannon Sharp is making. He looks scared. So what are you talking to Shannon Sharp
on this new show on Fox? Is it his own show, or is he co-hosting with somebody?
It's his show. It looks like a straight up imitate of the set.
I was watching YouTube, and then like there's like Skip Bayless commercials for his new show.
The set looks like First Take, but instead of, there's a hot, fat, titty chick in the middle, and then on the left is Shannon Sharp instead of Stephen A. Smith.
So it's Shannon Sharp and Skip?
Yeah. Or is it across the table, and that huge, big breasted, beautiful woman right in the middle.
But is it going to be a different guy every week, or is it going to be just. Is it Shannon Sharp?
It's Shannon Sharp. So it's First Take, but with Shannon Sharp and a new, beautiful, big breasted woman.
Wow.
Right in the middle. Even the table's low.
Yeah, I'm a little burnt out of Stephen A., so maybe I'll tune in on this. Shannon Sharp, he's a little wild, so.
I like Shannon Sharp. So, that is our award for Fucko of the Week. So, hey, Rich, let me ask you a question, bruh.
Yeah.
You know who's going back to school?
Who's going back to school?
Johnny Manziel's going back to school! He's going back to Texas A&M, and you know what? The first time I heard this story, I thought he was going back on campus to fuck young bitches, okay, party, but he's actually, according to sources, he's going online with his courses. Did you hear about that?
So my first reaction to this was, alright, so he's not in the NFL anymore, he's a fucking loser, he's a bum.
Yeah.
So his celebrity puss ran out.
It
ran dry. So now he's trying to go back to college to get the college tail. That's my ultimate.
He's going back to college because his daddy has the connections. He's going back to college to get a degree and get a boring ass job like the rest of us do.
Isn't his dad in the oil business? His family's filthy rich, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure if you're in Texas. Yeah, it gives me some love for Texas. But honestly, this is just stupid ass bullshit, just like our next story. Our thoughts on Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow getting signed by the New York Mets and a minor league team. That is the biggest story in his life since he beat the Steelers, right? In the wild cards?
The Mets are getting a really good guy in Tim Tebow. I mean, he's a good leader. He's an honest guy. He's not a fucko. I don't know why he's not in the NFL. He can't be that bad. Even John Gruden said he can coach him.
Drew Brees signs a 1-year extension, $44.25 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. And to add, he is 37 years old. Yeah, like, why did the Saints sign him? What do you think?
I would have probably paid him half that, to be honest with you.
You know what? If I was the Saints, I would have signed him. You know what? You're in a division with Cam. You're in a division with this fraud, Matt Ryan. They call him Matty Ice. I don't even know why they call him Mighty Ice. He's never been clutch as long as I've seen him. You know, there's Jameis Winston, the new young cat. There's nobody on the Saints team. Who, like, if Drew Brees goes to another team, what do you think happens to your audience attendance? They're gonna go tank. You're gonna lose money. TV, you know, nobody's gonna watch the Saints on TV. You pay this man so the fans will stick. And I think business-wise, it's a good move for the Saints, the organization, because you're gonna... It's like gonna be watching the Niners this year. Nobody's gonna watch that fucking crap.
You know what? Winning is more important to me. So if it means sucking for the next couple of years to have a winning product on the field, that's a lot more important to me. And just a side note on Brees. I mean, I was actually gonna bash Drew Brees, but his numbers are still... they're still out of this world. He was the leading
passer last year. Enlighten me on those numbers, bruh.
Since winning the Super Bowl in 2010, Drew Brees in 2011 went 5,476 yards. That was his career high. 46 touchdowns, 14 picks. They went 13-3. The next year in 2012, 5,100 yards. They went 7-9. The 2013, 5,162 yards, 39 touchdowns, 12 picks. They went 11-5. 2014, 2015, they both went 7-9. 4,900 yards, 4,800 yards. Every year since 2010, he's declined. But his numbers are still astronomical. Yet, since 2010, they have declined every single year. Yardage, touchdowns, and, I mean, there's not winning. He's not in the playoffs every year. He's not winning a Super Bowl. He's won one Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer has won a Super Bowl. Who's the...
Oh, yeah, but Trent... But to defend Drew Brees, Trent Dilfer did have one of the greatest defenses.
He's in the Trent Dilfer category.
Oh, come on. That's like saying Russell Wilson's in that same fucking category. That's like... No, you know, there's a special category and two quarterbacks are in it. That's Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson.
Hey, and whoever else has won one Super
Bowl. Oh, come on. You're ridiculous.
Add A-Rod to that Willis.
So if you're saying that
Eli Manning, he's a little bit elevated.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna boo you. The crowd's gonna boo you. How dare you say it? So you're saying that if Peyton Manning didn't win the Super Bowl last year, you'd be in the same category? Peyton Manning
needed to win that Super Bowl last year, and I'm glad he did because I have a lot more respect for him.
Oh my God. He has been the great. He has no asterisk around him like Tom Brady. Yo, boy.
Hey, Tom Brady's legendary.
Oh, my God. To his wife.
Big Ben. He's in that
mattress commercials. Uggs commercials. He models Uggs.
The guy that doesn't deserve to be in that category is Eli Manning. This guy's a piece of shit, but he's beaten the best goddamn Patriot teams we've ever seen.
That is true. He beat the undefeated Patriots. Nobody has ever done that in Super Bowl.
Yeah, so it's he's in that category.
Patrick Plexico Burris. Anyways, the last thing on our list, Tiger Woods making a comeback. Your thoughts?
Wow. You know what? I'm a Tiger fan. Golf is better when Tiger is doing good. Right now, nobody's watching golf. When Tiger comes back and plays, everybody watches.
Oh, well, I don't watch golf, but there's Tiger Woods is coming back. He's half African-American. Let's see what the President of the United States has to say about that. Okay, great. So
it's just funny to me that ever since he got caught, he just can't perform anymore. He was banging porn stars, he's banging hookers. He gets busted. Ever since then, he has been on. He just sucks. He can't compete.
I don't know why he even apologized in the first place. He didn't have to apologize for anything.
It's because he was married, that's why.
You know, they said that he had a sex addiction, and that was his problem. But you know what was his real problem?
He was a guy.
No, he was married.
Okay, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to our first pilot show. We really appreciate it. This is so sad for us because we're not going to be back for another 2 weeks, so we want you to hang in there, listen to bullshit, and then regurgitate it to your friends while you're fucking drinking beer. Any last thoughts? What did you learn, Rich?
I learned that Skip Bayless has his own show. I'm gonna tune into that. See if he gets punked on by Shannon Sharp.
Oh, he sure will.
See that black cock all over his face.
And I wonder what. I wonder what's going to happen with my. What did I learn? I learned that Manziel has a second chance, and his second chance is education. I hope he does well. God bless him. You know, and another thing, fuck Tiger Woods and Tim Tebow. He'll be good. He could touch a rock and it'll turn into gold. Whatever that kid does.
Drew Brees is just as good as Trent Dilfer.
Oh, I will ignore that. Audience, what do you think about that? I agree too. But this is the end of our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week, America. Peace. Yesterday.